Most Americans have private insurance to cover their medical care. That insurance is often partially subsidized by their employers.
Yeah.
Elderly Americans receive health care largely paid for by a government trust fund. An estimated 40 to 50 million others, a majority of them considered the working poor, have no health insurance at all. Many who are insured find rising health care costs a burden and coverage of medical conditions unpredictable. Many doctors say the reimbursements they receive from health insurance companies are not enough to keep them in practice.
The cost of our health care has weighed down our economy and our conscience long enough. So let there be no doubt, health care reform cannot wait.
Under the Affordable Care Act, insurance companies will no longer be able to deny medical coverage to Americans due to pre-existing medical conditions. Jonathan Weiner is a professor of health policy at the Johns Hopkins School of Public Health in Baltimore. He says the biggest challenge is making sure no American is excluded because of a pre-existing condition or low income.
So that's the number one issue, getting them covered. And without a health insurance card, it's not as if we don't care for people without insurance cards. The care is sporadic and often incomplete.
Some small business owners want to provide their employees with health insurance, but they say they cannot sustain the rising costs. Amy Milstead Elzey manages an auto repair shop.
We can't afford a 44% increase on medical insurance, so that in turn makes us have to start looking elsewhere for different plans. It makes us have to cut the plan back some.
The new healthcare marketplaces opening on October 1st are intended to address these problems. The marketplaces provide access to private insurance with certain guarantees of coverage. Those who already have medical conditions cannot be turned away.
That's going to be one of the most positive changes in healthcare that I think every American should be very pleased to see, that health insurers must take you without regard to your disease.
Families and individuals who can't afford the premiums will receive subsidies from the government. Small businesses will receive tax credits for providing coverage to their employees. Critics of the plan say the government should not mandate health coverage and the changes will raise health care costs.
We will never be able to balance the budget if you keep Obamacare going, because Obamacare is a fiscal train wreck.
Experts caution the new law will not address all of the problems in the American health care system. Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.